Episode 707, The Best Is Yet to Come.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, ladies. I am absolutely delighted that you are here. You know, I know your time is precious right now around the holiday season, and I just want you to know how much I appreciate you spending time with me. If you weren't here, I wouldn't be here. So thank you so much. And I hope today on our seasonal Saturday, you will get just a little bit of sparkle of love, of grace, of hope, of forgiveness. Whatever you need at this moment, right now where you're at, I pray that God will meet you right where you are. You may be hustling and bustling and shopping, and you're like, I got my earbuds on so I don't hear anything else talking. I know, been there, girl, and I love that. You know what? It's even more fun is when you start talking and smiling, people start looking at you going like, who or what is she responding to? It's awesome. One of these days, I'm going to have this like hidden camera and I'm going to take all those fun pictures because it is a lot of fun. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so just delighted that you're here, that you have taken the time, you discovered us, wherever you found us. Thank you so much. If there's any way I can serve you, you know what? I'm just an email away. You can find me at createyournow.com. And while you're there and learning more, you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. Now, if you want to send me an email directly, you can do that too, christiane@createyournow.com. With all that information, you got to think like your just mind is overblown. And I know for me, I've already started my shopping. We found out we have actually family coming into town. Wasn't expected, but I love it. Every day is a party for us, no matter what we do. So, hey, if you're in the area, let me know. Come on by. We'll open up our house to you also. But in preparation for that, I was trying to figure out, okay, you know, got to make my list and check it twice. And do I have everything? Because I really don't want to do one full day of just grocery shopping. I mean, it just kind of blows my mind. And there's always something I miss, always something. So I'm out there today in the hurry and scurrying and, you know, the pitter-patters of feet everywhere and the bells ringing, and we're actually getting in some colder weather. So it's not really snow falling. It's kind of like a weird mist that's coming down. We're supposed to hit like below zeros this weekend. It's going to be crazy. But I really felt like I was preparing for the season. How are you preparing for the season? Are you training your schedule to be comfortable with chaos? I know for me, you know, I thought, okay, well, if I do 2 or 3 days worth of my grocery shopping, then I won't just have one solid day that's nothing but chaos and long lines and traffic. But I got to tell you, I was in Walmart, and you know what? I didn't have to wait hardly in line. I was so impressed. So thank you very much for those elves who are working extra time. I appreciate you. But how are you preparing for the season? Are you looking at yourself going, oh yeah, I've got it all put together. I've made this list out. I've got my shopping done. I'm so not there. So if you're there, congratulations. Or are you looking at it going, I really don't know what to do. I'm going to fly by the seat of my pants. I kind of like that adventure style. I like to be able to escape into the unknown, even though I kind of know that it's going to be chaos, but I like that adrenaline rush. I want to be there. The manger dares us to believe the best is yet to be, and it could all begin today. That's what Max Lucado writes in his book, just published this year, Because of Bethlehem. It got me thinking as I read that, and in my hurry and scurrying of life, trying to prepare for the season, because as much as I enjoy being out there on Christmas Eve, I also like the calmness. I like the peace of the season. I like to know that I can be with family and not have to worry about, I got to get somewhere before they close. So as I was reading the book, it really struck me. The manger dares us to believe the best is yet to come. And it all could begin today. How are you preparing your way? Are you looking at it very controlling like I was? I made my list and I knew I didn't want to have one full day of chaos at the grocery store, but I wanted to have like a couple, 3 or 4 days of chaos at the grocery store. And it worked better for me. You know, it allowed me that, oops, if I forgot something, I'd add it to that next list. And so therefore I would not forget it right. You know, I wanted to make sure I had those dinner rolls. Oop, better add that to the list because I didn't get dinner rolls today. You go through that, and control allows us to set our own expectations. We're already preparing our way as to what's to come. But the manger dares us to believe that the best is yet to come. Maybe you're sitting there going, I try to prepare, but I would prefer letting God prepare my way. Do you want God to prepare your journey? Do you want Him to lead you? Because if you are, you are in the state of giving yourself permission to listen. I can tell you that during my days, sometimes I just have noise going on in the background. Because if it's too quiet for me, what happens is my mind then goes wild. It goes to all different places. And sometimes just having some static noise or music, just something that's low in the background, actually keeps me more focused. But in thinking about that, then I also think, but wait, who am I blocking out from hearing? Maybe I'm blocking out Christ Himself because I've got all this other noise. Maybe I'm becoming distracted from the glitz and the glitter, those shiny new objects that attract you to dream bigger, yet you chase what may not be. You know, all those wishes and dreams that you have, and you know what, I'm going to lose 30 pounds. And as you stand here today, you're going, I'm standing here needing to lose 35 pounds. Maybe you're standing here today saying, I wanted to start a business. I got my .com. And that's where you stand today. Where and how are you preparing for the season? Are you letting God prepare your way, or are you controlling it? Because, you know, for me, I always loved the control. It was a good thing. I thought it was. You know, that magnetism of earthly possessions can cloud or even cover up what's not important in our lives. That control, those lists that we make, planning everything out, knowing that this is what we have to do and when we have to do it, instead of giving it over to God and saying, you know what? That's for you to carry, not for me. One thing I wish that would carry beyond this season, the Christmas season, I mean, is hope. Hope revives your spirit. Hope renews your strength. Hope was found in a little manger thousands of years ago. But our hope seems to be laden with the tangible things, the stuff of life. We're busy, right? Hello. And you answer, oh, yeah, I'm busy. How are you doing? Oh, yeah, I'm busy too. I almost come to hate that word, and hate's a strong word. When I have conversations with my mom, I stop myself, and she knows why. Because she knows that word, that four-letter word, busy, just kind of gets under my skin. I would rather have that four-letter word called hope in my life. Every Christmas, we would ask the children to make their Christmas list. And of course, when they were little and writing wasn't their greatest strength, we had them do it through pictures. And so if you have little ones still around, or maybe you have grandchildren, and you probably have already thought about this, but I'll share my idea anyway. What's great is to get a toy catalog or anything that involves their interest. So maybe it's a Toys R Us catalog, or maybe it's a Best Buy, you know, a technology type catalog, or maybe it's books. You know, maybe you have a book magazine that comes to you. And I would have the kids sit down at a very young age, and I would have them take their scissors. And at first, they would just tear because, you know, scissors, not a good thing. Or mama would help them with it. And they would pick out and point out, and I would cut, and then they would paste, or we would, you know, tape it on. Sometimes we would even make it fancy and put it on a Christmas stocking. because I wanted to know, we wanted to know their Christmas wish list. It wasn't promised that they were going to get everything on their list, but we wanted to know what their list looks like. Well, as they grew up, of course, they don't do everything with pictures anymore, even though they still like to go back and do that. Every once in a while, I'll get that toy catalog. And they'll be like, Mom, remember when we used to do this? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, can we do it again? I'm like, sure, go right ahead. We got the catalog. Why not? But it went from being creative with pictures and glue and construction paper to writing out a list to now they just text it to me. Mom, you want my list, right? Yep. Then I'll just text it to you, Mom. And sometimes they'll even send me pictures that way. Mom, this is what it looks like. This is what it reads. So I don't make a mistake. Have you ever made your Christmas list for God? That would kind of really be a different Christmas list. Amy Grant has a song. And off the top of my head, I cannot remember the name of that song. But I'll put it in the show notes. But it talks about, you know, as I get older, how my Christmas list changes. And I know for me personally, that Christmas list would be, hope would be on there. That would be one thing I would want. Because I feel like during this season, we find it again. We find it, whether it's in that make-believe Santa Claus or the sparkle of the light, somehow we are rekindled with hope. Yet hope should carry from season to season to season. Winter, spring, summer and fall. Hope should never end. Where is your hope found? You know, maybe it's found in your Christmas list, the earthly Christmas list, not the one that you write to God. Maybe it's in your job promotion. Maybe it's how successful your children are, or even the success of your new business. Or maybe you've determined that you really need to get back to the basics. You need to get grounded again and find that foundation, the foundation found in a little manger. You know, it brings tears to my eyes thinking about how many children and men and women out there that don't have any hope, that sit there on the side of the streets or in their homes with barely enough to eat or maybe plentiful to eat. But what's missing? The void in their life is hope. Did you know you can be that for someone? Did you know that this Christmas season, it just doesn't have to start and stop here? The manger dares us to believe the best is yet to come, and it could all begin today. I don't care how bad your day has been, your week has been, your month has been, or your year has been. I've got some dear friends who are struggling through major health challenges. I've got some who are struggling with relationships and their marriage and whether or not it's even going to make it through the season. I've got some who are wondering how they're going to pay their bills because they've lost their job and they're trying to make something and it's a change and a transformation in their life, but they still don't know where it's going. I'm telling you today, sister and brother, there is hope. And it comes in a little manger. And as much as we tend to run and we get mad when we don't get our own way and we don't get our Christmas list wishes met, he's still there. We have to learn to be patient because God is at work for you, in you, and through you. It's not fun living a life of hopelessness. And if it's that one gift I could give everyone, it would be the light of hope. The light that would shine so bright that no matter what happens, you know the best is yet to come. He is your hope. So as you're going through trying to make the preparations for the season, preparing that grocery list, making sure you get those dinner rolls purchased, or maybe even homemade. Even better, I'll be there. I love rolls. How you're preparing for the season. Remember the reason of the season and what is found in this season. And take a moment back and make your Christmas list for Christ. See what He would want on your list. How He wants to grow you and shape you. How He wants to have a bigger and better relationship with you. Stop running. And if you are running, go running right into His arms. He is standing before you with His arms held open wide. He is your hope. And He came as a little baby so He could understand how we truly feel, what it's like to be human, how we hurt when we lose someone that we love, how we get mad when dreams aren't met, and how we just don't know what to do when we feel like, gosh, there's no finances, I have no money. He knows. He's been there. And He's still there for you today. The manger dares us to believe the best is yet to come. And it all could begin today. Your hope can be found. And I pray you reignite it today and every day, that as you prepare for this season, that will be the light that shines bright, so that when you see people, strangers, you can greet them with a smile and they see something with you, within you, that they've never seen before. Hope. Hope that only Christ can give. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Merry Christmas.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.